Welcome to Lenten Lectio. This week, we are on the journey to the cross with Jesus. We began on Palm Sunday, and today is Maundy Thursday. Maundy comes from the Latin word, which means command. On a Maundy Thursday, we remember Jesus washing his disciples' feet, remember him reinstituting the Passover meal, and then at the end of the time he had with his disciples, he gave them a new commandment. And this is the passage we are meditating on today. So as we begin, I invite you to find a place where you are still, where you're able to be present to God and yourself and to the scriptures. Take a few breaths in and out as we go to God in prayer. Father, Son, and Spirit, we thank you for the scriptures. We thank you that you speak to us through them. So as we are here with you, may you speak to us through the Holy Word. Amen. As we hear from this passage for the first time today, I invite you to notice if a word, a thought, a phrase, an image pops out. If so, meditate on that thing and bring it before God. John 13, verses 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. As you hear this passage for a second time today, I invite you to bring to mind another Christian in your life that you may be sideways with, that you may not agree with, that may have hurt you or that you may have hurt, and use this passage as a prayer to ask the Spirit to stir love in your heart for this person, for the sake of the world. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. As we hear this passage for a third and final time, in our time of silence afterwards, I invite you to intercede on behalf of the church, to ask the Spirit to form His church around the world to be a community that loves one another, and that by our loving one another, the world supernaturally experiences the love and presence of Christ. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Jesus, we thank you for loving us, and may that love shape and form us. May that love equip us and encourage us and empower us to love one another as you have loved us. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen.